And now, Missouri Medical Focus, a regular feature on KBIA, produced by the Communications Department of University of Missouri Healthcare.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, obesity now affects 17% of all children and adolescents in the United States. In every state, more than 15% of adults are obese, and in 9 states, over 30% of adults are obese. The health consequences of these statistics are both immediate and long-term. Obesity is costly and either exacerbates or plays an active role in pre-existing medical conditions. And when it comes to our kids, obese children are more likely to become obese adults. Statistics show that kids who are obese have a 70 to 80% chance of staying overweight or obese into adulthood. March is National Nutrition Month. In recognition, University of Missouri Healthcare dietitian Ashley Ritzo joins me today to discuss and encourage practicing a healthy diet and active lifestyle. Ashley, would it not be accurate to say that the core problems causing these rather alarming statistics are that we aren't eating the right things and we're not moving as much as we should?
I would say yes, that plays a large role in those statistics. As a whole, the nation, 60% of adults are overweight or obese, and 30% are considered obese, and that number continues to rise. So ultimately, the answer to your question is yes, if we are eating healthier and more active, then that can help to prevent or reverse obesity.
When it comes to obesity, what is the formula that keeps us healthy?
The formula that keeps us healthy, I would say, is to make good food choices and get some physical activity. Sometimes people have the idea that if they just start exercising, they're going to lose lots of weight. And although exercise is important, what you eat has a bigger impact on your weight. Unfortunately, it's for the amount of work that you put into exercise, it doesn't burn as many calories as you would guess. So really what it boils down to is choosing healthier foods. And it doesn't have to be any really big, drastic changes. Small things can add up over time. For example, 100 calories a day, if you're able to reduce what you eat by 100 calories every day, which would be 8 ounces of soda, over the course of a year, that 100 calories per day could add up to 10 pounds weight loss in a year. The Institute of Medicine's recommendations are 150 minutes of exercise per week, which is a lot more than most of us get. So starting small with 30 minutes per week would be a great first step, and then hopefully you could increase from there. So more long-term, once you're at a healthy weight and you're maintaining that, exercise becomes key because it helps you to maintain muscle mass, which helps keep your metabolism running as it should.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM. Ashley, this year there is a theme for National Nutrition Month, and what is that?
The theme this year is enjoy the taste of eating right. There's lots of research that shows taste is more important to people than nutrition when they're deciding what they want to eat. And I mean, that is a huge part of what we eat, is we want the food to taste good, and it's okay to enjoy what you're eating. And so I like that this year's theme is enjoy the taste of eating right, because so many people think, well, if it tastes good, I shouldn't be eating it because it's not good for me. But healthy foods can taste good, and it doesn't have to just be baked chicken, steamed vegetables day in, day out. There's lots of variations on the ways you prepare foods, or different foods that maybe haven't been tried yet that are healthy and can still taste good.
What are some of the suggestions you make to your patients?
Well, the big thing that I hear pretty often is I don't like fruits and vegetables, or mostly it's vegetables. And a lot of times people are steaming them or boiling them and not really doing much else to them. One of my favorite ways to prepare vegetables is roasting them, and it's really easy. You can do it with your oven at home, really high temperature, about 425 or so. Put the vegetables on a cookie sheet in a single layer, and I usually spritz a little bit of olive oil over the top of them, and then you bake them for about 30 minutes until they start to turn a little brown on the outside, which is how you know when they're done. it's kind of comparable to grilling vegetables, which I know a lot of people like them better that way as well. A few years ago, the USDA came out with a new food guide, and it's now in the form of a plate instead of a pyramid, which makes a lot more sense because we eat off of a plate versus a pyramid. But I really like that too because it helps with determining portion sizes and what foods you should be eating in a meal. So the plate, of course, has half of a plate produce, so fruits and vegetables, a quarter of a plate protein, and a quarter of a plate starch. And if you're using that as your template, then you don't necessarily have to measure things out and weigh things out quite as often or as much as in previous years was recommended, because the portion sizes just kind of fall into place.
How do you determine types of foods that are healthy, such as vegetables? Is a fresh vegetable more or healthier for you than a canned vegetable, or is there any difference?
That's a good question. And there has been some studies that have shown frozen vegetables, in fact, retain more nutrients than fresh vegetables. Canned vegetables are okay too. It's just best to buy them with no salt added to them. But ultimately, I think the most important thing is that we increase fruits and vegetables, period. So if you prefer cans and you can get more in that way, then great. If you like fresh or frozen, then that's great too. The bottom line, I think, with anything, whether it's heart disease, diabetes, if you're just trying to lose weight, period, the closer you can get to the way a food comes in nature as possible, the better. So the less preservatives, the less packaging that's been done prior to you eating it, the healthier it typically will be for you.
And how do you know that something has a lot of preservatives? I mean, I don't look at a lot of cans or a lot of, you know, the loaf of bread that I buy. How do I know that it has preservatives in it?
Well, a good indication is the length of the ingredient list. So if you look at an ingredient list on the back of, say, oats, a container of oats, the only ingredient is oats. Whereas if you look at the back of cereal, you may see oats followed by a laundry list of other ingredients that it contains. Not that cereal isn't healthy at times, but the closer you can get to the way the food comes in nature as possible, the healthier it typically is.
Ashley, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to be with me today. From Missouri Medical Focus, I'm Jeff Helscher.
Missouri Medical Focus is a service of University Hospital and Clinics.